Hello, and this is Caveman's Guide to Astral Projection. There are many different techniques to do this. I'll just be talking about one today. This technique has been pretty effective for me. Basically, I just try to wake up a couple hours before I usually do. It's or even just maybe a day where you don't got to go to work or something, and you wake up, you're still a little tired, and you can kind of bounce in and out of sleep, little 15-minute naps here and there. And it really helps if you're having like vivid dreams the night before, and so you have these little 15-minute dream sequences. This is a good time to try and do this. Now, I guess you can use your alarm clock to wake yourself up, but this has maybe worked once or twice for me in the past, but mostly I've found that it just wakes me up too much, and I find it kind of difficult to get back to sleep from then. And that's what you want. It's all about getting back to sleep. It's just about waking up to, tell yourself what this goal is right when you're like in this deeper state of sleep where you're just more responsive to this, where I'll say, like REM sleep, you can just remember more of your dreams. They're more vivid near the end of your sleep cycle, and so this is why I do it at the end of my sleep cycle. So basically, when going to bed, I'll just tell my subconscious that I will, not that I want to, that I will wake up 2 hours before I normally do. Let's say 4 a.m. because that's 2 hours before when I got to get up for work. And so basically this usually works. Now hopefully at this point, if you just kind of wake up on your own without any aid of a alarm clock or whatever, and especially if I use this technique where I tell my subconscious that I want to wake up at this time, I'll wake up but not really be awake and not really be asleep. You'll kind of be in that transition phase, and you can just kind of look at the alarm clock and kind of know what your goal is, and just remind yourself, oh yeah, I was gonna astral project. And so basically it makes it a lot easier to get back to sleep. And at this point I don't tell myself I'm going to astral project. This rarely works for me. I don't think it's ever worked for me if I told myself I wanted to astral project. I tell myself I want sleep paralysis, and then, or I wouldn't even say I want sleep paralysis. I tell myself I have sleep paralysis. I really try to convince myself I have sleep paralysis. And then from there, I just try to fall back to sleep. I highly recommend you do this lying on your back. Now, hopefully, you should wake up in a kind of a strange state. You'll be paralyzed. You might hear a very high frequency ringing in your ears, I guess you'd say. I mean, it feels more like it's all over, and you can feel it and hear it, but it's kind of like that sound is that feeling. They're kind of one. And basically I'll just guide you through it. I made a sample, I guess, using some sound files, and try to replicate what I kind of hear when I'm in this state, and I'll kind of guide you through it. Before I get to the sound file, I just want to talk a little bit about astral projection theory. Going on this book I have, their basic theory is that the soul has a certain frequency, and as does the body, and there's a certain operating range of which the physical body is in. And if the soul is too high to be compatible with this range, basically the soul separates. And this is basically what you want to try to achieve in this sleep paralysis state. So I guess in this sleep paralysis state, your body is not, fully functional, yet you're sort of aware of it, yet you're in a strange state where you hear this loud and almost painful kind of ringing, and this really, really intense body and particularly head vibration. And I guess also what this book was saying is that their theory is that in the state that essentially your soul hasn't quite made the brain body connection yet, and so you're just kind of in between, and this is your range of influence of making this happen. And so basically, what I try to do is you don't even really got to like think about how it works. Just tell yourself, increase the frequency, increase the frequency. Feel that vibration, hear that vibration, and increase it. Just increase it. I couldn't explain any more simpler than that. Don't try to get it right away. It'll be too much of a struggle. And I find this kind of burns a lot of energy. I feel more tired after coming out of my projections. And so just raise the vibration, and then just you can might try and get out at this point, but sometimes, you know, you just kind of separate, you just kind of pop out. It's as simple as that. You might want to, you can kind of see what's going on. You just kind of look at your feet, try to move your feet first, kind of get a feel for it. You might even see like kind of like ghost legs, and you can kind of move them up and down. You can kind of see them separating from this image of your body, and you know, you kind of get a feel for separation. I guess the hardest part is getting your head out. So just kind of move your legs around and just kind of twist yourself out. You know, if you wake up on your side, that's fine. I've found I've been able to flip over to my back and not wake up, but I can't flip over from my stomach to my back without waking up. So don't get too worried if you wake up on your side. But in my personal experience, and from what I read, it's just, I don't know, it seems a lot more difficult to do when lying on your stomach. And I must say, it's pretty difficult. That happened to me this morning, actually, and I could not get out. Maybe I will eventually, but I find it a lot easier if you're on your back. I just wanted to mention one more thing. You might find it a little strange that you're in the sleep paralysis state, and if you kind of look around, you might notice that your room looks a bit different, or a lot different, or it's not even your room. And I have many different theories for this, but I just assume this is another, essentially another plane, another frequency range that you're existing in. And so don't get too concerned if it doesn't look exactly like your room. My first couple of projections, it looked a lot like my house, except when I went into the bathroom, it was completely different, but it was pretty interesting. So you might notice this, but I don't want to take too much of the fun away. But I'm just saying, don't get stuck on the idea of your physicality and your physical limitations, because arguably, are you even really physical at that point? Do you even really have a physical body? Are you looking at your physical body? Are you feeling your physical body? So kind of take that into consideration with what you're seeing. All right, well, I don't want to ruin the fun for you, so I'll just get straight to it. Okay, so you're awake. You're in sleep paralysis. You should hear a sound similar to this. At this point, just try to raise the frequency. Just feel the vibration, hear the vibration, and just focus on increasing it. Just like that. It's easy. Now, when you feel confident enough, try to move your legs around and just kind of ease yourself out. Don't struggle. If you find yourself struggling, try to raise the vibration higher. Sometimes it's as simple as just gesturing that you want to, say, fly out or just be out, and sometimes that is enough. Now, hopefully, you've succeeded in getting out. I'll just give one more tip before I end this. If you do end up getting out and you do something and you kind of wind up back in your body, but still in that sleep paralysis state, you still hear the vibrations, you feel them, you can still get out. And I will say that's actually easier. You can just kind of walk out compared to trying to work with that separation you had to do before. So I've had astral projections where I've got kind of sent back to my body or place of origin, at least. Maybe five times, and I was still able to go back and forth. And eventually, by the fifth time, I just said, okay, you know, I had enough. And that was it. Anyways, this is my technique. I hope it works for you. And I hope you have a lot of fun and learn a lot. Because, you know, it's great. You got to give it a try. All right. This is Caveman. Thanks for listening. By the way, I just want to say the book I was referring to was The Convoluted Universe, Book 1. And I also wanted to mention, once you become familiar with this sound, you start to associate it with astral projection. You start to associate it with sleep paralysis. And you might find it common that you might have dreams and you'll hear a loud sound, a loud ringing. And this is a very effective way to achieve a lucid dream, or kind of kick yourself into this sleep paralysis state. You'll hear it, and it will instantly remind you of this. And so that is a huge bonus. It makes it a lot easier. So you might be able to do this just straight from a dream. All right, that's all I got to say.